blast boat dropped into a long, wild spiral, and suddenly the forward canopy was streaked with cannon bolts and missile trails, all fanning outward from the tiny white wedge of the Imperial II Star Destroyer Harbinger. The lights flickered as Star Hunter cannon bolts began to test the blast boat's shields. Leia cursed and Saba sissed. Then both turrets began to whine and chuff as the pair returned fire. Realizing it wouldn't be long before they reached the drop zone, Jaina picked up her helmet, a full-view bubble model, and thumbed open the locking tabs. Her father rolled the blast boat up on its side to let the flurry of cannon bolts go flying past its belly. Then the dark wedge of a Besselik dropped in to cut off the attack. Jaina saw a flurry of cannon bolts bouncing off its Beskar hull. The Mandalorian pilot returned fire an instant later, and his fighter was haloed by the orange glow of an exploding Star Hunter. Jaina lowered her helmet over her head. Then Luke left his seat to come back and help her arm the drop suit's weapons array and check her suit seals. As he worked, Luke put his head close to hers so his voice would be audible inside the helmet.
"You told me you could do this."
His voice was muffled, but understandable.
"That means more than just facing your brother. It means trusting us to do our jobs."
"I know," Jaina said. "I'm sorry you had to let Ben get captured. I don't know what I was thinking."
"It's okay."
Luke raised a hand to silence her.
"Ben is the one who made me promise to treat him like any other Jedi. I think he could sense how vulnerable I am to my attachments."
Jaina thought she could see where this was going.
"Master Skywalker, I understand. I really do."
Luke studied her for a moment, then said,
"I hope so, because you can't let your emotions control you. Be wary of yourself, of your own feelings."
"I'll keep that in mind," Jaina said. "I promise."
Luke studied her for a moment, then nodded.
"Good. I'm counting on it."
He activated the drop suit's life support system, then disconnected her from the blast boat's air circulators and opened the hatch at the rear of the passenger's cabin. Jaina retrieved her sniper weapon, a quiet snipe pellet accelerator with a telescoping barrel, then carefully backed into the little airlock. Once she was inside, Luke pressed his head to her helmet.
"May the Force be with you."
Before she could reply in kind, he stepped back and returned to his station. Jaina spent the next 2 minutes peering up the narrow aisle, watching the battle over her father's shoulder. The Harbinger grew from the length of her hand to the length of her arm in the forward canopy, and its shields began to glow with golden circles of dispersal energy. Besselik and Star Hunters alike flashed past almost too quickly to identify, occasionally bursting into blue fireballs as they were caught by a line of cannon bolts. It was impossible to see exactly what was happening from inside the cramped airlock, but Jaina guessed that the Stealth X's had started their run. If everything was going according to plan, the Remnant would be pulling Star Hunters away from the blast boat assault in a doomed effort to defend the asteroid's crucial loading facilities. The Harbinger was so large now that it completely filled the forward canopy, and its shields were rippling and sparkling as they struggled to dissipate the energy being poured into them. Her father's hand rose into view and made a fist, signaling Jaina to prepare for the drop. She acknowledged the order by repeating the signal. Then, as she pulled the hatch closed, she touched the glove of her free hand to her faceplate and turned its palm toward him and her mother, throwing them what she hoped would not be her last kiss.